Hello, Boo Birds. This is Ben, playing Burr on Audio Boo Elsewhere. We're starting dinner here at Bravo.
We both got the Sicilian hand-tossed pizza.
Yeah, that looks very good. They're going to put cheese on it.
Did she come by with the cheese?
She's coming right now.
Okay, she's going around.
Here she is.
Medium-ish,
medium?
Please.
Okay.
Not a ton, but not a little either.
So right about there?
I can't see, ma'am, but that's fine.
Good.
Whatever.
Yeah. It'll be all right.
Yeah.
Anything else? Or are we okay?
Not I think that'll do it.
Thank you
very much.
Oh, yeah. So I forget.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the Bostonian or are you the New Yorker?
No, I'm a New Yorker. Ellie's
the Bostonian.
Ellie's the Bostonian.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it that way.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Ellie.
I meant,
I'm picking on Ellie.
I meant it like I know those places are rivals, so sometimes you gotta watch your butt what you say.
Just the Red Sox and the Yankees,
right? Other than that, I'm a New Yorker, but I like Boston.
We got a napkin.
I like Boston.
I love Boston.
You didn't get a cloth one?
Probably, but
what do you need?
Does he have his cloth napkin with his Mississippi silverware and everything?
Maybe a drop.
Yeah,
we do.
Not me, from Arizona.
No. Where's Snowbird Central?
We must get a lot of our Spanish words from French or vice versa.
Well, remember, Spain and France are borders with each other, dude.
Well, because, you know, like, servilleta, or serviette.
Serviette, yep. Good job.
I think that's the French word.
It is. You had it. Serviette.
It's a napkin.
Uh-huh.
But it's all, they're Romance languages, it's based on Latin.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for saying similar and not the same.
Right.
I always have to be conquering that one. When people are unfamiliar with languages, they glance and then they, oh, that's the same. Like, really? No. I have a bit of an expression for that.
Mm-hmm. Your friend's fluent in French as well, so.
Yep. Rustily so, but yeah.
Yeah, but you could certainly get by.
Oh, yeah.
By foreign way.
How about Irish?
Oh, Irish Celtic, you're saying?
Or Gaelic.
Gaelic, that's very difficult.
Oh,
you wish.
I can actually bless myself in Gaelic.
Yeah. But do you know what word each what words are which?
Well, in the name of the Father,
I hear that is a booger of a language.
It's one of the most beautiful on the planet, but to write
like
and pronounce
consonant
it.
Consonant clusters like.
No, that's. Well, kinda. But to write it, it's a booger bird.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, can you give an example or is it a totally different alphabet?
No. It's Latin. Well, they have these things called.
How's everything taste?
Wonderfully, thank you.
Good suggestion. We like the pizza.
Mm. Yep.
They have these things
called consonant mutations.
Okay.
there's several types.
It's very good.
And certain Celtic languages have more than others and less than others, and different ones from others. But from what I remember, Irish is like hard mutation, soft mutation, nasal.
Oh,
and there's
nice
another one.
Oh, good. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So, like.
Yeah. Hold on, you sure?
I know. Yeah. I see it.
A B, as in Bravo, right?
Right.
Write down. Sure. Band.
It still makes a B sound wherever it is.
Right.
But when it mutates with certain mutations, it takes on a different sound, and you write it BH. BH with. And they have this thing called broad versus slender. Broad and slender, the closest I can think to it is the whole C and G before E and I versus A, O, and U. Like ka, ko, ku, say C, right?
That's probably a far stretch, but.
Not exactly. Not exactly. It's almost right there. In fact, Irish has more sounds that move based on those factors. So if it's BHA, right, it'll be. I think it'll be wa. But if it's BHE or I, it'll be V.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how much, if any, that Ellie would know to confirm.
I see it.
Probably not.
No, thanks.
Leanne, the reason why. Was it you that said you know a little Irish, or was that Ellie?
That was me. Very little.
The reason why I mentioned asked if you knew the words is because my mom has a skit that she memorized from high school.
Mm-hmm.
But when she says it, she's kind of. It's like, okay, Mom.
Right.
What did you just say? And she'll say, she knows what it is, but then I'll say, okay.
Why?
Why and what words are what? Because she runs them together.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I told. And you're like, okay.
Well, that sounds like anything in Irish. Yes. We all talk this.
To you, they do, yes. To you.
Yeah.
Any foreign language is going to sound fast to us.
That is true.
Here, I always get, they talk so fast. Nah, to you.
You want fast, go listen to like a soccer game. Yeah.
You want fast, listen to Barcelona Spanish. Ooh, mother, that's fast.
I think with Marta attest to that.
And Marta. Was your grand? Who was it that was in Spain? Your granddaughter or your daughter?
My granddaughter.
Where in Spain was she? Madrid, Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Valencia, Málaga.
No, where they have the university.
Salamanca.
Salamanca.
Whoa. Ho, ho, ho.
Have you been there, babe?
No.
I never been there, but.
Where is it in Spain, do you know?
She just went to London.
It's been about 4 months.
4 months. But
do you agree they do speak very fast there?
Not in Salamanca.
Where is it in Spain, though? Not to.
Oh.
Not too far from Portugal.
Oh, it's on the west? It's over west? Is it over by, like, Galicia and all that?
Uh-huh. She went to Galicia, she went to...
Asturias.
Okay.
It's over west, yeah, that makes sense. It's not that bad over there.
Okay. But if you go to, like, say...
Barcelona,
Barcelona, I don't
like. I was just saying, are they pretty...
You're like, whoa, dude, whoa. Espera, whoa, lento, despacio, uy.
Despacio, like slower.
Despacio, yep.
But she liked it. She enjoyed it.
Whoa.
She liked it so much. She said
got
she liked
big
it.
Big old piece of Italian sausage there.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
That's the best, huh?
How is she enjoying her job?
At the beginning was a little bit.
Well.
Because you don't want it there, you want it to see it.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry, you haven't offered. And what interview that sent you.
No, I'm not normally the type to get pizza out at restaurants like this, but I've got to say, this is impressive.
I mean, it's good to take a job and be there a while, get it on your resume,
this is
and then find something else.
Because you learn in college, you know, all the things that they teach you, but when you get there, you have to come
in its own way. Mm-hmm. It's, I wouldn't say better, I wouldn't say worse.
And they
do it
over
different.
Time.
Yeah.
That when she's having with Diana.
I'm more a Chicago pizza guy. I like the thick crust, but this is very good.
Old Chicago. We have one down there.
I doubt it.
And she's going to a church to find a church that she likes.
Funny thing about that was, I ate it one up in Littleton.
You ever get a chance to go to that one place that, there in Littleton? What's it called?
One with the birded out name?
Yeah, the
Hunter.
There you go, yeah.
No, stop. No, I did not. Bird out. How about Gunter Tooties?
Yeah. Let's see. What's the status on Mike?
Local.
What's the status on Mike T?
Brand new.
That's
okay,
just
thank
did.
You. I really, really appreciate it.
Of course.
She just did.
Really appreciate it.
I never ate there, and I kicked myself for that. I went to 16th Street.
Now, was that
Street.
At 16th Street?
No. If it were, I would have haunted the mother bird out of it.
Where was it at?
In Littleton itself.
Well, I know that.
I
mean,
I don't know where.
Oh. Like Santa Fe or?
Oh.
There were some good restaurants over there, like Santa Fe and. Shoot, what's that other post road?
Aspen Grove is over there.
Aspen Grove, that's why. Yeah. But that's not.
Gunner Tooties isn't, no. Oh, believe me.
Yeah,
oh,
but that's not Santa Fe, though.
No. That's down away. That's down by us, where the old apartments are.
That's down near, yeah.
That's right by Mineral Station. That's right down by Mineral Station.
The rest of my family have. That's how I was.
True.
Everyone in the family. Gone,
there's a chance sports, there's a Panera Bread.
I know we had to do, I know going to the center we had to go, you know, over that way, but I'm trying to remember where Prince exactly.
Dude.
Come out of the apartment.
You come, dude, no, it's up by the center. You come out of the center.
Okay.
You come out of the center, you're on Prince. Remember? Remember the
you come out of the center, you put the door on your right.
I don't care
out.
What we. You walk down to the street, you're on Prince.
Well, now wait a minute. Then what would you have to do to get over if you wanted to go on West Shepherd?
With your family over there?
I'm going with my friend Diane.
Put the door
the
on you behind,
out.
Like.
West.
The yeah. Other way.
Okay,
fine.
Yeah,
basically
she was
on
with
Prince,
the dentist.
So.
Yeah.
He died.
West Shepherd is a little bird
so
road
so
that doesn't really
come
to much.
You know?
You say West Shepherd
they
is?
Were
yeah.
Really
gotcha.
Companions, but she just wished he was 25 years old.
But Prince is the main.
For the center, yes.
Outward road. Okay.
That's the main out.
Yeah. I'm over here.
But I guess, like, West Shepherd and Prince intersect.
They do better.
More or less. I think they do.
More or less.
Oh my God.
think more like a...
West Shepherd is more where the parking lot is.
Okay.
But if you walk, you end up on Prince.
Okay. I'm only
thinking that you now. It's that bird out of the street. That
okay.
How long are you going to be there? Like,
I mean, if you wanted to be on West Shepherd, you'd almost have to walk.
11 days.
Pretty much.
Go in Dublin, now in Dublin.
Don't make the boo-boo I made when I was up there.
Bird out the ankle biter, ankle breaker.
Yep. Oh, I did that too. That's where David cussed me out.
Dublin.
But no.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Well, came out of the center.
Excuse me?
Dumb me thought it would be real cute to turn left out of the door instead of right.
Oh, everyone's done that, dude.
Suffice it to say, come boom into that big old, you know, like, what is that, like AC thing? Believe me, that hurt.
My friend Diane, her daughter goes to the church.
Your chain would have burned that out.
And she was the one that said, I've run into it, but not run into it.
What was really bad is one time I turned left. I passed that thing, not knowing it, and I actually managed not to hit it.
Meet us at a three-way stop.
Got myself totally lost, and Mo had to come out and fetch me.
Unbirdify you.
I wound out in the garden.
Oh, yeah.
And there was this area, I don't remember where it was, but Ben, I tell you, there must have been 15 to 20 feet worth of nothing but just a swarm of wasps out there.
Oh, schmutters.
I mean, it was pathetic.
You just walk out and all of a sudden...
Supposedly, a few years before I came, a summer student had gotten stung really bad.
Yep. Oh. Yep. Guess what her name
apparently is. Apparently, like a five-year-old.
Guess what her name is. Skyly.
You want me to go get it by manager?
Oh, Skyly got stung?
Man, you know you have another glass of iced tea there. Okay.
Wait a minute. Skyly wasn't five, dude.
I know that.
But I'm saying they said a few
I don't remember whom I had called who was up there.
Okay.
But they mentioned, it's like, oh, yeah, Skyly got stung. Oh, was there two Skylys up there then? Because I know a girl named Skyly got stung.
There was a little child who apparently got stung. And
I know when I was there, a girl got stung by a bee. Honeybee.
It might have been a bee. I thought it was a wasp. But
that would do. That was when, remember when Wilmer, that was when I called 911 not knowing what the bird to do.
Yeah.
From the train.
Actually,
I was like, look. He went out and he... Because Wilmer got stung on the way down.
Apparently, they didn't bird that thing out entirely. Cause
so I had to go out with a watering can.
Down like near the garden?
Oh, on my garden?
Yeah. Because they didn't want to.
They were grilling and she got hit.
Yeah, yeah.
They were drilling,
yeah.
Grilling food out on the...
Out on the little...
Yeah. Because Domino... And she...
That's kind of where I was, too. Like, on the way toward the garden, but not quite there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes Abby, too,
that's where
if she'd
she got
go
hit,
buy
dude.
Something different, she'd be a boy.
And that's where that little girl
so
got hit, too.
I'd pull her. I said, no, you can't do that. Poor thing.
That's where Skyly got hit. And
yeah, because I came out that way, and all of a sudden I hear that. I'm like, whoa.
Well, it was funny because I was, like, going in and out of the garage,
like,
and I heard this dog barking.
Did you hear that kind of...
Then I looked out, and I didn't see anyone.
But Domino wasn't barking.
Seeing that there was literally probably over 200 of them there.
Somewhere yeah. Close to your house. Like, maybe behind it,
because
it was still barking when I took him down.
Oh. Grandmother, what are you doing?
Nobody probably was the guy next door.
It sounded like a little dog, right?
Yeah, she had a little dog in a big
one. I think this has got fresh basil on it.
It's got to, dude.
How you doing?
Awesome. I love it.
Good.
Glad. I had stuff in my mouth. Sorry about that.
I was going to go there after. The dog's staying left for you.
But
just hides the to-go box.
But yeah, she. Okay. Are you there?
Oh my God.
Yeah, Wilmer got hit on when he and I were going down there. Because I had a travel lesson I was on. And I was going out to the light rail. Little girl got stung, Wilmer got stung. Okay, there's a hive or something down there. I'm calling.
I took that black milk because the battery.
Hopefully, they weren't mad that you did.
Mom!
At least you missed your shirt, right?
It would have been, if any of them were mad, it would have been poo on you.
It's like Linden's.
No, I got that too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I just looked at him and said, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Somebody dies because they're allergic. You know, they're allergic to venom.
Don't look at me. I call.
I call.
It's out of my hands.
Yep. You want to be a bird out like this and do this? I'm out. Do not look at me if somebody gets hurt or killed. Not really. For small eaters, it is.
I would eat that in three meals.
For small people, for small eaters, it is.
Yeah, I couldn't eat all that.
I just like to tell me that I made that when I did.
I like food. I like to eat, but not a whole lot.
You didn't think it was plentiful?
I what?
You didn't think pizza was plentiful?
It's very plentiful. It's not huge. She was saying, that's a really big pizza, huh? I'm like, I didn't say it wasn't plentiful.
I don't know, Dan. It was pretty good size.
Isn't that the same stone as this? Isn't that the same stone as that? Isn't that the same one? Yeah, from you.
Did you finish yours yet, or?
No. No,
I've got this slice left and one more.
Yeah, I just
finished.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I did this down and I added
911 apparently got a hold of
the center.
The center or somebody.
Yeah, because you said they called you down.
Kimberly, and it was in that kind of the bad times. Right?
Was it that kind of... Ben, did you call 911?
Well, this is quite a while later. It's kind of dumb how they did it, dude. But this is quite a while later when she calls me. And it's just, Ben, please come to the front desk. Ben, the front desk. And I'm like, oh, blessed shisho mothers.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, oh, great.
Now
found something else or they know something else and I'm going to get birded out for this other crap that's been going on.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware where the girl was initially. So where I took the pest guy that had come, I took him out to where you would go down to get to the bus.
This was my original engagement ring, and I didn't want to, my husband loved
And let me tell you, your luck is always
nothing. Yep.
And I said, look, I want a ring that I can wear that I don't just
They weren't just like, you made a false report, sir.
I know what you want. I'm going to do this. So he took this ring. He added this on.
So he designed it.
They
thanked me for calling.
Where there weren't any stones. So now I have,
like,
I know where the stones came from, so
don't worry about it. It's not an immediate emergency, no, but
if somebody gets killed,
yeah,
the center would have been liable.
I never saw that on
it's
you.
Not going to be on you.
The center would have been liable.
4 months ago?
Or would be liable.
It's like, at least now you've let us know, so now they won't be liable, nor will you.
That's what the kids said when this trip came up.
Yeah, because now we know about it, that there was one in the area, and now
if
something happens, there's a recourse. There's a bird out.
Oh, my God.
You should have sent me that at the beginning.
I will not finish my I'm gonna tell you a little bit.
Actually, I've got two.
We have New York cheesecake from Carnegie Deli that's caramelized on top with some powdered sugar, a chocolate lava cake with a warm molten center and vanilla gelato on top.
Okay.
A tiramisu with the lady fingers and homemade coffee cream sauce underneath.
Is it with what now?
A homemade coffee cream sauce and lady finger cookies.
Oh.
A white chocolate chip red pudding that's served warm with a berry sauce and vanilla gelato as well. A Ghirardelli chocolate cake. It has a white chocolate cream, a dark chocolate cream, and then we have real Italian white chocolate shavings on top too, which is really good. Then we have a trio, which are three smaller desserts, of chocolate mousse with pecans and whipped cream, a vanilla bean creme brulee, and a no-bake berry cheesecake.
Okay.
And you currently have them all again? Oh, I'm sorry. And then for your birthdays, your cake is a vanilla and mocha crunch gelato. Do you like gelato? And then any other desserts for the table?
Yeah, I've got always what you want.
I'm going to get a New York cheesecake.
Yes, I'm going to do your lava cake, please.
Lava cake? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want?
Do you want one to share or something?
Yeah.
I'll share with you. I can do that.
No, I can.
Get
something
to
share.
What are you going
to
get?
You two share.
I can.
What do you want, Ellie?
You want to stick your finger in each one?
Like that.
Because
you don't
want
to.
It's been so long.
It's like,
it might not taste the same.
I don't know.
What
do you say? Do you like chocolate?
Oh, that's a chocolate mousse with pecans and whipped cream.
But that's a trio. You have to get all three then?
I can do just one little one if you want. Just one little one. Wow.
Yeah, let's get one little
Super.
One.
Look at
that. One little one. I don't really want a whole lot.
No, I'm full. I whatever.
Could I get a little creme brulee?
Yes, ma'am.
Then I could do that.
Thank you. I'll have all those desserts come out, okay?
That'd be great. Thank you much.
You're welcome.
Ida, did you get something?
You're welcome.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot to choose from, huh?
Yeah.
Good sign.
I was going to say, not that is a dessert menu.
That's a good sign,
I'm
but that is.
I moved it off your plate.
Oops, yeah. That's called a good sign.
Well, no, because they did cleaning before so much.
I'm sorry, but
you know what? Oh. When I'm at Kristen's house, the first time I saw her, I picked Casey. I took him down to school for something.
I actually had two pieces left.
And
not
there
one.
Was this woman here, was walking with a little
home.
Boy.
Remember,
and
we
she
got
had, like, her groceries
washed
whatever,
down.
Oh,
oh, yeah.
On her head,
we get home.
Walking along.
Yep.
And I said
oh,
she must come.
Was she African-American?
We tried
she wasn't
that,
African American.
Mocha.
No.
Oh, yeah.
She was.
Latte that you
something.
Did for us. That stuff.
And they do
together.
Yeah.
Died. Yeah. And then I saw her another time, and then Kristen
really?
Was riding with
it
me.
Is.
And we saw her. And I said,
so here's what you got.
No,
you got
Casey
the
and I have
espresso,
which is nothing more
but
than
I said it
espresso coffee.
Captain
it's, there's no mocha, no milk, nothing.
Or something, and, they'd have
and then you have the packet that comes with it, which has your mocha chocolate slash steamed milk powder.
I don't remember that.
And so what happens
oh.
is you
really
put that
I'm
surprised.
I
stir it in.
You didn't have enough kids.
Thumbs.
I must have caught
you know,
that
like,
along
like,
the way.
You know, like the steamed milk,
and
it's all like thumbs when you do the lattes. Yeah, because you know, latte is basically
I do remember
milk
having to walk with a book
with
on my head.
Whatever
yeah,
flavor
so,
you want.
Did you really?
So, yeah.
I
suffice
mother,
it to say, it's to die for.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's wonderful.
How many kids have really said it was new out?
It's very, very good.
Well, I have a sister who's 3 years older, but there's 10 years between people.
Really? Yeah.
My mother had 10 children.
Yeah.
Well, who makes it? Because they do have a mocha latte that did not have the powder in it.
She had 7.
So, what the
well, 6 of my own.
I plan to do that. Yeah. They're very, very
good. Yeah.
Speaking of, I got the call.
And they're
day.
Really not that strong
yes,
now. You drink
a,
just the espresso by itself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we knew that, but
she
wasn't a student to Mexico.
But,
so
I mean,
we
we're talking jet
fuel.
But, I mean, the
it's
time you put
the
powder in with it,
too.
It's really good.
But I just, I'm not doing that right now. So I just, you know, wouldn't be fair.
I think we,
I like when people do that.
Yeah, it was great.
Never mind now.
And Karen was there
well,
for a year.
The desserts were here, but they're
never
not.
No.
Spanish when she went.
I thought when I saw her.
Speaking fluent.
Well,
Oh. You know where I took her to?
We still have my
community college.
Sorry.
That summer, they had a little...
Please, I am so
good
sorry.
Good thinking. Thank you.
Spanish for kids.
Wow.
So she was like,
what's
wow.
you thinking?
Going to be a senior in high school. And here she is.
Thank you.
Everybody sorry about that.
Just use a spoon for dessert. I'm the weirdo that uses a fork.
Yeah, I do too. So it's
oh,
okay.
I, yeah.
It works as long as it gets in your mouth.
So, amen to that.
Good thinking.
You said on my part?
On hers.
I know.
On hers.
Well, dude, I was the one that originally suggested.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then she overheard.
I don't know if they need to.
I'm sorry.
No, no, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
But, yeah.
I mean, is that okay?
Heck yeah!
I prefer
it. Heck yeah!
I just, for me... I mean, unless it's, like, real soupy... I'll be honest, Ben, I hardly
I am?
Ever.
Yeah, she did a little while ago, but...
For me,
even
well,
on dessert, of course not.
But I'm saying in general, I mean, even just a regular entree, I'll use a fork. And if it's something that needs to be scooped, I'll just scoop it. I mean, instead of stabbing, I'll just scoop. I kind of let it act as both, you know? I'm just weird like that. Now, I won't do that with soup or something, but I mean, like if it's ice cream or if it's food. Like
ice cream depends.
Entree.
To me, ice cream, it depends. Ice cream totally depends.
Yeah, I don't know. So, a New York cheesecake, is that going to be probably
it's
like
your
chocolate?
Standard, it's your standard cheesecake.
So, it'll be chocolate, probably. Mm-hmm. Okay.
When you say New York cheesecake, dude, basically, you're just basically saying, I want cheesecake.
Which, from what I understand, it is too
what the bird do you mean from what you understand?
Well, I've had tons of cheesecake.
Well, then you had New York cheesecake. Only this is a lot better. This is because they're going to put stuff over it and make it
okay.
Feel good.
Yeah. And I hear it's usually a bigger portion. Than
mm-hmm.
Okay. I just my grandmother to just dig in without asking me.
She didn't order it.
I know, but she always is just like, I just took a bite of it. It's like, you know, it would be polite if you would ask before you just go doing that, you know?
Well, that's a good sign that you knew that you were going in an opposite direction.
You were just run up that road. If she just doesn't ask, I'm going to kick her to the curb.
Why do you think my family does that? Why do you think I don't care for it either? Yeah, my parents, it is the full bite. It's just that, a bite.
I understand, but...
But even still,
it would be respectful. I mean, if they asked, I would say yes, but...
They're just pecking like a bird. Yeah.
It's, you know, it's like, it would have been polite if you had asked.
Because my people just come in like a bird.
I mean,
like, really? I know you're there.
I'm asking, can I have, it's like, well, you kind of already did. I guess I'm going to have to say yes, whether I want to or not. You know?
Eh-heh. I know the feeling, dude, only when people are not as pushy. They do the whole bird thing, but it's not a...
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't like...
It was more my Grammy. Grampy too, but my Grammy was like, oh no, oh no, I don't want anything. Oh, I'm full.
Yeah, he turned around.
Like, Grammy, what's a bird? I just wanted to buy...
Oh, bravo. It's a female.
Like, whatever.
If she asks, then okay.
Dude, with milkshakes, it got so bad that, you know, with the refill cup things?
Yeah.
I literally would be eating on the shake with one hand, and on the other hand, touching the other cup.
Yeah.
Because the birds would come in and I just want to bite, and next thing I know, the real field cup is gone. Grampy was really bad at that when I was a kid. You just...
La Mesa.
Oh, I figured you'd just share it with me. Like, Grampy.
What is it?
The top.
What the bird? Oh, I didn't want a whole one. That's what I always get. I don't want a whole thing. I just want to buy.
I did take French in school.
Next thing you know, the whole thing is gone. You're like,
and Russian.
What the bird?
Did you understand it all?
Anyway, what?
Do you remember all? No, I remember very little. I can say please and thank you in so many ways.
Good. Yes. What are you saying?
No, we're just talking about language, how much I don't remember. But please and thank you always help.
Like in what?
In Gaelic or what?
No, but like, you know, German, Russian, you know.
You know some German?
Da?
Not really.
No, well, no, that's not something that you do.
See, my problem is that I love how languages are structured, how they work, what makes them tick. But then I don't have a lot of vocabulary in a lot of them.
I was just about to say, may I please have some more tea?
Of course. I'm on top of it.
You're a mind reader. You know what I mean, though? My vocabulary is kind of but I know how things are.
Would you say in German, you pretty much know how it's structured?
Pretty much. Like, I know that with subordinate clauses, the auxiliary verbs are kind of taken apart from the infinitive. They're at the different ends of the clause. If you're saying, ich habe gefahrt, I've driven, if you say, I know that I've driven that car. Ich weiß, dass ich das Auto gefahrt. See what I did?
Gotcha.
That ich das Auto gefahrt habe. And then you put the verb at the end as well.
Oh, okay.
So it's stuff like that I know. But my vocabulary is
next to none.
No, it's not next to none. It's more, well, also German is very precise. I don't know if you guys
speaking
knew that.
Of reading, writing, and speaking, I need you to look at something when we get
back. Why?
Yeah. I have done something to my Perkins, and the barrel head will not move.
Well, I'm not very good at that, dude. I never really explored the inside of those things.
I didn't say look at the inside, but.
I'll do what I can.
I think there might be, like, just a piece of paper kind of called up.
Up in the feed rollers?
Yeah, like, just jammed in the thing.
Burn out. Your Perkins is on the
Like a fingernail kind of size bowl.
And I've got long nails right now. I need to get some clippers from you guys when I can. But I got claws on me at the moment.
Oh, that might work to our advantage at this point. Damn thing out.
I got me some claws on me right now. My mother would be pissed.
Come on, they can't be that long.
Let's take a look at that thumb.
Yeah, that's not long.
It is to me, a lot of people I know.
No, that's not long.
I mean, I would get the, I may as well polish those nails.
No.
I didn't say they're Vina player nails.
You didn't say they're Chris's nails in the fourth grade.
I didn't say it was that woman teacher of yours.
Dude, that woman teacher was...
I don't remember her name.
I put
that...
Tanya.
That lady that had the long-ass nails.
Tanya.
That was giving a new meaning to the phrase nine-inch nails.
Yeah, Tanya. Tanya Ben...
Tanya Benny, whatever the
Benton.
Girl.
Benton.
Yeah. They had the really long nails.
Let me see your hand. Imagine a nail going... This is me, not her.
Your nails are completely birded.
Going
so.
From here to there. I mean, literally. And that wasn't a fake, like, acrylic.
Like she had gotten it done.
Dude, no, that was me.
She just...
Hers were about maybe half of that.
What, you just showed me?
Yep.
I know.
What the bird? Were you playing guitar or playing Vina or something?
Oh, I couldn't play guitar with a crud.
Even with your plectra right built in? Bird.
Well, the thing was, because my left and my right hand both had it. So
did you, the guys like forgot how to buy some nail clippers?
I mean, it was great for strum slash picking, but you know, like trying to prep.
That's what the
Venus.
Oh, yeah. Would be effed.
It just goes down the line.
Why do you think the
it didn't exactly work?
Why do you think the South Indian Veena guys do, even sitar players, they'll have on their right hand, they'll have their long fingers, but
or
then
whatever
cut,
hand they strum slash pick with.
But then on their fret hand, they'll have it like down to nubs. They'll have it.
Well, I don't know about that.
No, they have it very short. I saw. I'm.
Wow.
I didn't get to see the guy. Bird out as it was, but did I ever tell you about that song? Happy birthday, dear Marta Perez. Feliz cumpleaños a ti, viejita. Jovencita eres tú, jovencita eres tú. Jovencita.
Pero antes dijiste mi
The lava. Pero tu memoria está mal, ¿no?
No, que todo está mal.
La bromeo.
La mala idea.
Le bromeaba bastante.
I'm reaching in front of you. Here, you.
Oh, yeah.
That's yours.
Yep.
You want to switch
I was going for the phone.
I'm not switching with you. You guys are splitting.
Mother.
Just go out.
That's all I'm going to do.
Well, I'm not sharing.
What you talking about?
Here, I don't want you stealing my stuff. So.
Okay. Yeah, but I didn't want to sit in your
chair. Whoa, it's got like a blink.
Sure. It's all right. Okay.
Fold it up.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that is. It's not fuzz, but it's like a flaky.
Did you have creme brulee?
Yes, I love creme brulee.
It's done correctly with the...
How's your little bird desserts?
Yeah.
We switched places, by the way.
Yes, it's Jeannie next to you.
I don't know, Ben. This might be a strawberry New York cheesecake. We got a strawberry on the side. Unless that was just decoration. But I ate it. Okay, well, I ate it.
Oh, yeah, baby. I was joking with you. You know that, right? No le quise decir ni nada mal.
Estoy
llorando.
Take the crumble day? No.
Locoano no lloran.
No.
Locoano no lloran, no.
Oh, good. Now I'm getting a little piece of the cake. Getting a little piece of cake batter now. Let's see how this is.
Whoa, she was joking around with me. She goes, I'm crying.
Oh.
Because I call her old.
Ben?
Just joking with her.
Okay, but.
Dude, she laughed the first time I said it.
Milk on the steak.
What'd you get, dude?
Creme brulee?
I don't
know what that is. Burnt cream.
Well, the burnt is on the top. It's like a what vanilla custard, cream? But they put sugar on the top with this torch. They burn that to make it. So it's actually got a little crunch on the top.
The name creme brulee just means burnt cream.
Right.
What's the name again?
Creme brulee.
Gotcha.
Also known as creme brulee.
Gotcha.
This means burned cream.
Whoa, ooh, that would not have been good.
What?
Ooh, that would have been a bad day.
Did you pull a Grampy?
I almost knocked my tea over on me.
That's what I'm saying. You almost pulled a Grampy.
And I mean, we're talking like full to the brim.
En ese traje. Uy, ni loco.
Pretty much.
No, thank you.
Ni miércoles.
Neither miracles?
Miércoles.
Oh, okay.
Milagros is miracles, dude.
Dude, I know. I misheard you.
I know. I heard that one.
I am restraining for myself from licking the bowl.
It doesn't matter how much sick that you have. I can't hear it.
You know what's funny, Marta? My grandma has crazy good hearing.
No, I have bad hearing. Bad. I don't know
if
I have a taxi.
Mi abuela paterna oye magníficamente. Locamente.
Yeah.
¿Qué edad tiene?
Oh.
¿Qué
edad? That was good. I didn't know you
could do that. No, I didn't.
To the point where if you were upstairs with her, I joked with her and said, que tiene el oído del picaflor.
Not everyone.
What? You know, you like
taste. Since you asked and didn't just do it, I'm going to say yes.
I'm not used to a big bun.
What?
Thank you very much for asking and not just doing it.
No. El oído. Que cuando tienen tuberculosis. Ay, Dios mío.
Thank you. I appreciate you asking. Mm-hmm. She did do the whole pet thing, but she did ask.
Like cheesecake?
That's different.
That's what I told her.
That's totally different.
Thank you for asking.
Very good. New York mm-hmm. cheesecake, but
you did well.
You act like you were a bird coming out of nowhere.
Don't be crying when you go home and you're too cold.
I am.
You would never do that.
No, the bird thing is you're eating and all of a sudden there's another spoon. You're like, what the bird?
Yeah. No, I give her credit in her defense. She definitely
yeah.
did that.
Uh-huh.
It's mine. Okay. That was
funny.
That was funny. See mine?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I never change envelopes because it's got...
So would no
I don't have
non-sweet people think yours is too sweet?
I don't know where to find it. I like to do that either, but I don't
you know, I don't know. Cheesecake,
then,
and I get along pretty well. Even if it's very rich, we get along
really?
Pretty well.
Yeah. Does that burn you out?
Yeah, because like with my one of my granddaughters around, okay. It's like the magic possible because grandma has one. Yeah, whether it's a safety pin or a hair thing, you know, yeah. You need it.
I would.
Or
would probably be able to handle it.
Yeah, always.
I can handle it, but it's borderline.
Exactly.
This one right here, you're saying, that you're eating right now?
Yes. I would say it's borderline.
I was at the wedding up north, and my car, the pot of butter left in the car.
A lot of people I know will eat that and go, way too rich.
Yeah, I'll go to the car.
And burn out. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I never said it wasn't very rich. I never said that I'm not mad.
It's cheesecake,
to,
man.
I'm not,
the bird.
I didn't say I'm not mad to drink this tea to, you know, get some of the sweet out of it.
You're one of those that have to get it out of your mouth. Not I.
Yeah, well, not so much get it out of my mouth, just kind of wash it.
Well, yeah, I'll do that.
Well, if I'm going somewhere, I take the stuff out of there, and the only thing I always carry, like when I go to the medical stuff, just in case.
Yeah. Oh, was that it?
You know, then I'll stick
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I know about that. I mean,
I have rubber bands around it, so I don't need it.
I do.
Good choice.
¿Te gusta?
Pastel de lava. ¿Se dice pastel en Cuba o se dice bizcocho?
Bizcocho dice cake.
Pastel.
No, en Cuba they do say.
Yeah, be careful.
Pero dijiste que en Cuba así se dice por pastel, ¿no?
This is AAA.
Cake is.
And I don't have to open it.
Exacto. En México eso es malísima palabra, malísima, malísima.
But you cannot go.
But there's a lot of
Yeah, there are.
So now I use this.
But where do you put your phone then?
Well, I can put my phone.
Can you?
I have to put my keys in here.
Did you know it? No, Marta?
Did what?
No,
you didn't know that we were going to do this?
No, she didn't know.
We didn't have to go.
So where did you think Ida was taking you?
I don't think she knew.
To say the, this
Oh, she did say...
Oh.
But then she turned right.
And that's where you're like, Ida... Is
are
that
you confused?
Like, are you what are you trying to do? Yeah.
Like, are you confused?
Did you say
I
or you lost?
No, I said
left or right. Say,
no, it's like, wait a minute here. What the
boys told me that.
What are you trying to do?
It's like, where are you going? You're like
you're going
not even close,
but once you get fed, right?
You're going bass backwards, yeah, obvious.
But then, what bothers me, I keep saying.
No, she was actually going in the right direction. She just passed
for the Mexican restaurant. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And she said, and she could call. I said, I called Didi once. And don't think I have to be.
Then we're just like,
well, I don't see Anne's car.
I'm glad you were worried about.
Yeah,
we,
like, well,
she put it on us. She's like, well, the boys want to go to Bravo.
Feel
right? She knows that.
I did.
She put it on us.
She's like, oh. Okay.
I hope Jeannie's there, though.
Could you tell? You don't even have to wash the dish.
The only bad thing was the echo.
Yeah.
Bird out of being able to see.
Okay.
What are you doing?
And then we switch seats, as you can tell. This is yours. Okay.
She really gave her work, huh?
Don't go home.
And I just put the dessert half between you.
That's
fine.
Oh.
Whatever. And do we want any more drinks while we're sitting here?
No, ma'am. Thank you
very
much, though.
Very, very good.
Start all over again? I don't think you'll have room for all of that.
That's
right.
But mine was just $3.25.
Alga mi Dios, no.
Uy. Spoil you on your birthday.
Ni yo tendría. Ni siquiera yo tendría espacio. Ni siquiera yo.
They gave me a glass of an appetizer.
Oh,
very sweet.
What happened?
They gave her an appetizer card.
Right.
Oh, nice.
They say thank you so much.
Coupon. Coupon.
Please accept this gift and use it in your next visit.
Oh, nice. You're going to take us out then? Okay.
Appetizador, no?
You're going to take us out? This, I started using again. This is a coach. I taught a class at Coach about 30 years ago. Wow. Sick wallet.
Yeah, but they last forever.
Exactly.
And now I feel like this.
Good stuff.
Marta, I was working on a CD for you, but my voice just was not cutting it this morning.
Was not.
So we're going to get it to you, but
okay.
Just, it will be a little
that's
while.
A promise, but it, yeah, it may be a day or two.
Su voz le hizo mal.
Oh, hey. Literally, my voice was literally doing this. I mean, literally.
Literally, ante Dios decimos.
No, I'm not exaggerating.
No es broma, no exageramos.
No, pero él tiene una voz linda.
Tiene una voz linda, pero le sobrehizo.
It honestly kind of scared me a little bit.
Le sobrehizo, le sobrepasó, ¿no?
Se le iban los gallos.
¿Mandé?
Se le iban los gallos. That's what they call, you know, when your voice is
cracking.
They said, oh, your rooster is called.
What was the word for it?
Se te iban los gallos.
It was kind of
like roosters were coming out of you.
I was going to say.
Crack. cracking sound.
Oh, okay. When he was, I was going to say, because gallo is...
Gallo is rooster. Yeah. Male chicken.
So would you say galla?
No.
Well, you can't. Cause...
Good try. Gallina. Gallina. Gallina is hen.
I was going to say for hen. Yeah.
No card?
Yes.
So, a la torre.
Okay, and this hole under my hand.
Not again.
That's all blank there you can use. Okay.
Hopefully that's not going to get started again.
Okay.
What? Oh.